Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Yeah, yeah. Bio, Banane, Bio, Brot, Bio, Honig, Bio, Äpfel in Grün und...
Hey, weil du gerade so gespannt zuhörst. Bei Kaufland kriegst du auch eine riesige Auswahl an Bio-Artikeln. Mehr als 2300, um genau zu sein. Hier ist Bio zu Hause. Kaufland, hier bin ich richtig.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedians Chad Daniels and Kelsey Cook in studio. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
My new show on Animal Planet, where I travel the country eating the state bird.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
And here's Tom with two special guests.
Thank you very much. Chad Daniels, comedian, right over there. Kelsey Cook, comedian, right over there. And we were discussing parentage. And Kelsey, interestingly enough, her father is quite a distinguished musician. And what is an artist of the yo-yo? What is that called? A yo-yoer?
International yo-yo man was his technical term.
Okay. Which, and I just was exploring this on the internet. All kinds of amazing videos. And he also has Trumpet Tuesday. I love this guy.
Thank you.
I'm a big horn fan.
Yeah. It's like a Dos Equis guy. Right? Like most interesting man in the world.
Tommy is. And your comedy special called The Hustler has over 3 million views on YouTube. Where do people find you on the various social media platforms?
Thank you. It's at Kelsey Cook Comedy.
And it's Kelsey with a K, Cook with a C.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, and that special, The Hustler, just today is on Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Thank you.
We're on over to Hulu today.
Thank you.
So check it out.
Yeah.
And then while I'm at it, Chad Daniels currently featured on Netflix.
Yeah, we have two subscriptions at the house now.
Nice.
Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air kind of about this, and that is you sort of forget what you have when it comes to TV, because one day you'll go, oh my God, I've got to watch this show, and it's on whatever obscure network, and then you forget that you just bought it for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you never look at the thing. And Chick, how many, what do you think, three or four?
I have been known to, if I forget my password on Netflix, I just start another account. Because I just don't see the problem. Confusing. I think I've got it pared down, but I'm not sure. I can't say that confidently.
Now, have you ever clicked on forgot password?
Yes, but they need a different email. It's a long story, Chad.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you're a Minnesota brain smart, think that you can come down here and...
I apologize for that. I sometimes forget about my fancy book learning.
That's right.
I make people feel dumb, and that's on me.
Now, Josh does the same thing when you're not here.
Chad is a big football fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kelsey, are you a fan of football? Or?
He's pulled me into it now, and it's fun. I was a Seahawks fan a little bit, but Vikings are fun to root for, except when Kirk Cousins is on the team and your boyfriend has, for some reason, a deep hatred of the man. Because
for some reason, she says. Isn't that he continuously throws 3 yards when it's 4th and 8? Hey, Captain, check down.
Check down, Charlie.
See you go. Yeah. Unbelievable. It's so great that he ended up in Georgia, because they're used to getting screwed by Cousins in the South. It is about time.
I had no idea.
I'm sorry we brought this up. Please.
I poked the bear. Sorry. I knew it.
Both of my kids texted me within 5 minutes of him getting traded, and they both said something like, "We can finally watch football together." It has ruined the experience for anyone near me.
And didn't it come out that he was like one of the highest paid players ever in history?
I think people keep mentioning that because in relation to his talents and how much money he's made and how much he was sought after by the Falcons, which still to this day no one can figure out because they went ahead and got Michael Penix from Washington, who's going to start playing now because they don't want to, you know, bother Kurt. He's coming off an injury, and they gave him $150 million. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Wow, that's scary. Yeah. Okay.
Who's your quarterback now?
We have a couple. Sam Darnold and then J.J. McCarthy, who just won the national title with Michigan.
Sam Darnold. Damn Darnold.
Well, let's give Christy a chance to do her thing. She's over there at the SILAC news desk. What have you got?
There's a new poll out there. You know how much we love these. So-called lazy days. How many of those should you have a year?
Oh, I'd say at least two a week.
Two a week?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
So what is that, 307?
160 or so?
It depends how you define a lazy day.
Well, according to this survey, we need 60 lazy days a year to feel relaxed and rested. Americans are most likely to take lazy days on Sundays, 40%, and Saturdays, 25%. The least popular day to do nothing is?
Monday.
Tuesday.
No, Monday.
Tuesday.
They say that's
interesting.
I've read that that's the best day to do almost everything, including having surgery, and that's sort of the day everyone's kind of back to work and paying attention.
Tuesday is the focus day.
It's the best day. You should buy a car that was made on Tuesday.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Because they're better.
Yeah, because Monday, everybody's getting over the weekend, and then by Wednesday, everybody's looking forward to the weekend, so Tuesday is the money spot. Yeah,
but how the hell do you find out if it was made on a Tuesday?
Exactly.
You got to know a guy.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
Carfax.
When it comes to lazy day activities, respondents shared how they spend their do-nothing day. How would you spend your do-nothing day?
I don't know. Reading, fishing. But are those doing things? That's the thing.
Well, see, right. What is the definition?
I think it's got to be an unplanned, I'm not going to have a checklist of stuff to do.
Well, 3 hours of binge watching movies and TV is the first one on here.
Oh.
To me, that's
devil
a normal
television.
Day.
And you're just supposed to have 60 of these, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I might have skewed that average a little high. I'm not sure.
3 hours of doing absolutely nothing. I don't think people can do that anymore.
I'm pretty good at it.
I got my
rocking chair on my porch, and I will just sit there.
Do you have a phone in your hand?
Sometimes it's sitting on the table that I have on my porch too. But no, most I mean,
and not a book or anything.
I mean, sometimes I'll read out there, but sometimes I just look.
Just your thoughts,
snacks.
My neighbors have to think I'm a maniac.
Oh my God! Did you hear Tom? Snacks.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have my rotisserie chickens.
So far, you have a chair, a table, a porch, a book, a phone, snacks, and neighbors. Stop bragging.
He's got it all.
Holy no, but I read crap. A thing that said you should just sit there every now and again, and so I've been trying to do that.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ground? Do you get barefoot and walk on your grass or lay down in the grass? Or
I don't
lay down on the grass.
The Arnold guy's drunk again.
Like the Boyhood poster? No, I don't.
It's called grounding?
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, it's
yeah.
good for you.
Yeah.
But I do, every time I do it, though, I'm not relaxed because I read this. I saw this thing about hookworms, and I'm terrified.
Hookworms are real, pal.
I know. You'll chase pythons, but you're afraid of laying in your own yard?
Hookworms burrow into you, and then
absolutely.
That's why they call them hook. They hook into you.
Not out there naked.
they're critters in the lawn.
Yeah.
Kind of come in here like a feral cat, bringing all kinds
lawn,
of disease.
Scratching myself.
So, Christy, you go out and lie down in your lawn?
Yeah. Oh, well, what is wrong with that?
She's got bugs.
She can't walk back to the kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
She can't walk.
She can't walk back.
Yeah, I pass out in the yard. That's exactly right, Pat.
I lay wherever I need.
Mama needs a nap.
Lazy days also consist of 2 hours of lying in bed for some, 2 hours scrolling.
Jeez.
Scrolling is not doing nothing.
There's nothing healthy about that.
And an hour eating.
What about whack time? How much whack time should you have on a lazy day? I'm just asking about whack time.
Jeez.
That's not on the list.
Does that involve scrolling, or do you have a go-to?
Oh, you know what? That does involve scrolling.
And the chicken, oddly.
Grease on your hands.
Got it all, man.
The top feelings that prompt people to take their lazy days are low mood and energy, burnout, and feeling overwhelmed by responsibilities.
Feeling overwhelmed.
No, I don't like those positive reasons. Refreshing yourself, right? Re-energizing.
Getting in touch with nature.
Yeah.
No.
Peace and quiet.
You'll understand this, Kelsey. I envision my life as the guy with the plate spinners. And the second you stop spinning the plates, everything starts falling apart.
Well, that's how you see it. The world would not stop if you just sat down for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, maybe.
What if you grabbed the plates that were spinning and then stacked them and put them on Josh's porch table and just relaxed for a little bit? And then you could start spinning them again. When
Do I have to load them with snacks?
My porch table doesn't have any room for any more plates.
No, I'm not good at not doing things.
Yeah, I know you're not.
I can't do that. I cannot.
Yeah, but you're like a great white shark. You stop, you're dead.
Yeah.
Exactly. We need you to keep just moving.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta keep in motion.
What do you do to relax?
Go to sleep. collapse.
Okay, fair enough.
At any given moment, I could be asleep in 2 minutes.
Oh, well, I know.
That is your body telling you.
No. It seems healthy to me. Let him go.
I could right now go into my office. 2 minutes later, I'd be asleep.
Wow.
That means your body needs sleep.
Yesterday, I went over to PJ's. We were working on something, and I
fell asleep.
Woke up like 40 minutes later. I hear this, Tom, you want to go look at this? Hello. Had a great nap.
How often do you wake up with somebody holding a makeup mirror under your nose?
I did have the cop beat on my window that one
night. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were dead, sir.
The cop beating on your window, does that count as whack time?
For him, perhaps.
Okay,
thank you very much. Joining us in the studio, Chad Daniels, Kelsey Cook. They are indeed a couple. I have a quick question. Do you ever consult each other on your jokes? Do you ever watch one of his sets and go, hey, maybe you could get rid of that
scale
one.
Scale it back a little.
Or fix them, either?
I think we will have something happen in our real life, and we'll both be like, I'm doing it on stage, and the other person's like, no, I got it first. So we'll have that argument quite a bit, but I feel like our acts are mostly making fun of the other, and then we'll come together and do shows where we'll each take turns saying our jokes, and then the other person has a chance to give their side of the story.
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, yeah. That is.
We call it notebook rebuttal.
Ah. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. So.
But and there's certain things I assume are off limits.
Yeah, but we haven't really run into that conversation, though.
And, I mean, and you fully get it? You don't, after he says something, you get off the stage and go, well, I guess you were really pissed about it.
I mean, I think they're so funny, generally.
Yeah, I think we both have good taste about that kind of thing. We're not going to throw the other one under the bus too wholly, you know?
Yeah, and so. I think it actually helps us get through things that are actually tense in our real life, like, Chad has really bad road rage, and it's been an actual fight in our relationship before, but look at him just waiting for his turn. But now it's been fun to talk about it on stage because I feel like I'm getting some, you know, release from it. Like, he will pull up beside people on the freeway if somebody's doing something he doesn't like, and he will give them a thumbs down.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to get shot. I mean, that's insane behavior. Yeah. I've never seen somebody do that.
She's right. And have you done anything to help him temper the road rage?
Well, I've just been like, why are we, like, what's the rush? Like, he always drives like I'm actively in labor. And I'm like, we're going to Whole Foods. Why are we Tokyo drifting right now? Like, what's the urgency? So I think I just try to understand him. Like, where does this come from?
May I ask one question?
Yes, please.
Do I have road rage, or is that person being an idiot? We have to figure that out.
Yes, but...
Yeah. I have road rage, so I'm on his side. I get it.
I have it real bad, but
me too.
I've stopped.
I don't flip people off. I give them a thumbs down. Because, yeah, because I think that's the equivalent of a parent telling you they're disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that stings.
It does stick with some pain.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. How deep can one delve into your bedroom activities on stage safely.
Olivia, plug your ears. Look at her with her thumbs down.
Oh, I'm so hilarious. She's giving us thumbs down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
she has studio rage.
Really here. I thought Chad's you were joking.
Oh, no, I was dead serious. She's been
so anyway, how long have you been on stage, Chad? You know, being a comedian and all.
No, my question isn't, I'm not asking you to now. I'm saying, do you delve into that in your, when you're on stage?
Yeah.
Any of his shortcomings? Or, you know.
I've talked about that he's the first guy I've ever been with who has had a vasectomy. And that I had some, you know, some scientific questions about what that meant.
Sure.
And then I'm pretty sure Chad's daughter saw that bit on Instagram and unfollowed me. So, you know, that's made for a fun Thanksgiving.
You know, they can be undone.
That's true. They can be reversed.
I have a guy if you need
one. Oh, okay.
Did you reverse one?
No, but I have a friend who's a physician that does that for people.
Sure, and have we seen the kids that happen after the reversal?
Yes.
Have we seen them coming out sideways like a Roman candle that fell down?
Hey, everybody! My dad Humpty Dumptied his sack back together. I can't go to restaurants because I mess up meals.
I am so sorry that I brought that up.
You don't have to be. I mean, I think it's funny.
Have you had that discussion?
About reversing a vasectomy?
Yeah.
I think I'm all good. I think I'm okay to not have kids. Also, like he said, it would probably be an insane child.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, the longer the vasectomy has been in place, the more less likely it is to be reversed. I know that.
But they can go in there with a needle and extract them.
They can but they? That's...
That sounds, can that they? Yeah. One time I got flipped. Shit,
it's pain-free.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah, I do feel like at this point it's been so long that the sperm are like a CD who's been in the car player for so long that it's just like all scratched on the bottom, and I don't think I want it
in
my body.
Yeah, but it's classic rock, babe. It's going to be good. You're not getting that baby urge?
None of our business.
Yes,
it is.
No.
I bring people in here to
not
ruin their
all
lives.
Women have to have kids, Tom.
Want to see my new puppy?
Yeah.
I'll bring her to my house. You can see my new puppy. You'll want to have a baby immediately.
Oh my God.
I go back and forth.
Bless his heart. He's helping.
And I go back. Never forth.
Yeah, see, when waiting, you could have a baby doodle.
Oh my God!
Half human, half poodle.
When we met, oh, go ahead.
Well, I just say our age gap is big enough that do you want to talk about what it would be like for you if you had a kid now?
I mean, I just tell her. I go, why don't you get a calculator and do the math and find out how dead I'd be when this kid graduates?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.